SpaceX's Starship reaches space, completes soft ocean splashdown on Flight 13. Texas border business. On Friday, July 24, 2026, at 5:51 p.m. Central Time, Starship lifted off from Starbase, Texas on its 13th flight test. This was the second flight of the Starship and Super Heavy V3 vehicles and the first Starship flight to deploy the next-generation Starlink V3 satellites. The flight test began with Super Heavy igniting all 33 Raptor 3 engines and ascending over the Gulf of America. The successful first stage ascent was followed by a hot staging maneuver, with Starship's upper stage igniting its 6 Raptor engines to continue its flight to space. Following stage separation, the Super Heavy booster performed a directional flip maneuver. The startup sequence was modified for this flight to be more robust to timing variability in engine startup and flip in the desired direction, which is done to increase overall performance. The booster successfully completed the high-thrust portion of the boost-back burn with all 33 engines, the first time with a Super Heavy V3, before ending the burn early. It attempted to relight its engines for the landing burn, with a subset successfully igniting before experiencing a hard splashdown in the Gulf. After completing a full-duration ascent burn on all 6 Raptor engines, Starship achieved its planned velocity and trajectory. Starship then successfully deployed all 20 Starlink V3 satellites. SpaceX engineers were able to successfully communicate with every satellite using radio frequency and laser links and downloaded key telemetry from the satellites. The Starlink satellites were deployed on the pre-planned trajectory and are expected to have demised upon re-entry approximately 20 minutes after deployment. The vehicle also reignited a single Raptor engine in an in-space demonstration of a core capability for future orbital missions. Starship re-entered the Earth's atmosphere and was able to gather critical data on the performance of its heat shield before executing a dynamic banking move to mimic the trajectory that future missions returning to Starbase will fly. Starship then guided itself using its 4 flaps to the pre-planned splashdown zone in the Indian Ocean. After relighting all 3 Raptor engines, Starship executed a landing flip, landing burn, and soft splashdown, coming to rest intact in the Indian Ocean and providing critical views of an intact heat shield for the first time. Flight test timeline. All times approximate. HR, min. Sesevent 0 hours 0 minutes and 0 seconds. Liftoff 0 hours 0 minutes and 58 seconds. Max Q. Moment of peak aerodynamic stress on the rocket. 0 hours 2 minutes and 18 seconds. Super Heavy MECO. Most engines cut off. 0 hours 2 minutes and 21 seconds. Hot staging. Starship Raptor ignition and stage separation. 0 hours 2 minutes and 25 seconds. Super Heavy BOOSTBACK burn start. 0 hours 3 minutes and 3 seconds. Super Heavy BOOSTBACK burn SHUTDOWN. 0 hours 6 minutes and 27 seconds. Super Heavy landing burn start. 0 hours 6 minutes and 53 seconds. Super Heavy landing burn shutdown. 0 hours 8 minutes and 5 seconds. Starship engine CUTOFF. 0 hours 16 minutes and 40 seconds. Payload deploy demo start 0 hours 27 minutes and 39 seconds. Payload deploy demo COMPLETE 0 hours 38 minutes and 58 seconds. Raptor in space relight DEMO 0 hours 47 minutes and 30 seconds. Starship ENTRY 1 hour 2 minutes and 23 seconds. Starship is TRANSONIC 1 hour 3 minutes and 1 second. Starship is SUBSONIC 1 hour 5 minutes and 1 second. Landing burn start 1 hour 5 minutes and 3 seconds. Landing FLIP 1 hour 5 minutes and 12 seconds. Landing burn 3 to 2 ENGINES 1 hour 5 minutes and 19 seconds. Landing burn 2 to 1 ENGINE 1 hour 5 minutes and 21 seconds. An exciting landing. Information source, SpaceX.